I listened to the show, and it was wonderful to listen to, but you know, I heard a couple of things that just really made me kind of think more than, like I just said, anybody who has artistic talent to me is just, it's an amazing thing. And I feel somewhat of a kinship with people on the forums and the people that we get email and we reach out there. They're not always, you know, hardcore hackers, but we still have things in common. And that's really what struck me about some of the comments last week was both Meme and Logan Five mentioned how, you know, you had basically asked them, how do you get started in it, or what were, you know, and both of their responses were, it's just what I am, it's just who I am, it's just the way I think and the way I feel. And to me, that's exactly the way I feel about hacking. It doesn't have to be that hackers only get along with hackers and artists only get along with artists. It kind of made me think on a more grand scale, for lack of a better term, that we all have these things in common. We don't have to have the idea of free thinking is a bond that a lot of people share and don't even realize it and don't even understand it. And that's something that kind of hit me when I was listening to this, because we've also talked about on the show a couple weeks ago how I was having some, or my friend, I should say, was having some problems at work and had a lot of these kind of things on my mind anyway. So to hear other people explain that, you know, they had similar situations, I know Logan Five and I talked about it before, and, you know, I had a situation working for the man and some things don't go the way you like and way you hope and stuff like that. So it just made me feel a closer kinship to people. They don't have to be hackers. They don't have to be elite. They can be newbies. They can be artists. They can be, you know, open source programmers. They can be digital rights advocates. I have a kinship with all of these people. I mean, not to get too awfully sentimental, but, you know, you have things in common with your fellow man, with mankind, that you just might not realize sometimes. And I had a good feeling about having a connection with people, and it doesn't have to be simply because of hacking.
I totally agree. We are very fortunate to have technology, though, as a common bond. I mean,
that's
right.
A minor thing. It's more the thought process and the mindset.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but yes, the technology brings us together, which is, you know, I think is kind of wonderful, and I guess really the opposite of what most people think about technology. People make the jokes to me sometimes about, oh, you work on a computer all day, 40, 50 hours a week, and then you go home and play on a computer more. And I'm like, well, yeah. I do.
It's an infinite challenge. And what I was going to say is that, you know, to extend that, you know, it is, first of all, we're lucky to have technology that common bond. If anything else, it's an icebreaker for those deeper bonds of the common thought processes, you know, of the freedom, of the information, of the knowledge that everybody wants to share. You know, if anything, the technology is just a little piece that helps bring all those people together. You know, Meme and Logan Five, they're hackers, you know, from way back. But they're great artists, you know. The technology actually kind of brought us all together, you know, the 2600 meetings, you know, being online. It's we're very, very fortunate, very fortunate.
Yeah, and the mindset, there are other, you know, similarities you see after you've develop relationships and stuff, like, you know, like real artists want to share their material. There was, you know, a little talk of copyright last week, too, and real artists want their material shared, and they want to get it out there, and they realize public domain and how they draw references from pop culture and things like that. You know, and open source programmers and hackers are the same way. It's all about freedom of information. Fuck the whole copyright thing, you know? Fuck
it.
Yeah. Fuck all these people. You know, and if I can take this a step further, I don't really like to use this word lightly, but I mean, we're in the midst of a revolution here, not, you know, in the world, not only in the United States. It's probably mainly in the United States the way I feel about it right now, because of our political climate, and nothing to do with war, nothing to do with terrorism or any of that stuff. Just in general, I've said many times on the show that there is corruption in our government beyond belief. It's just gotten to the point where, from the top of the top, right down to your local PTA meetings, there is just this most ridiculous corruption going on, and people who are serving their own self-interest instead of the public self-interest. And that's what government's supposed to be. That's what our government is supposed to be anyway. It's supposed to be for the people, of the people, by the people, and they're not. They don't care less about the people. They're looking out for number one. They're looking out for themselves. And now that I've been off the show for a couple of weeks because I had to do a little self-reflection and kind of see this from a third person's perspective, take some time off. And I see, and we talked about this, Dual, if I may venture off on this. We talked about this that one time I was on the show. I kind of gave a little depressing rant about my job situation, my friend's job situation.
Right.
And I kind of realized, we said in that segment that we don't want to, you know, we don't want to scare people, we don't want to turn people off from this, that, and the other, but kind of in a way, I really do. I really do want people to understand and realize that there is corruption out there in many forms. A lot of it's just player hating. I don't know if that's a good mixing of terms there, but there's a lot of people out there that are serving their own interests and looking out for their best interests, and if it doesn't serve their best interest for you to succeed and you to exceed at your job and do good work, they will put you down no matter whether it's right or wrong or you are doing the right thing. So, again, Logan Five and me both said they were working for the man and they finally left and went out and did what they love and got jobs finding what they're doing. It may not pay the best or pay as much as some of the others, but they enjoy what they're doing for a change. And that is really the revolution that I'm speaking of. I'm not saying we're going to rise up and start this revolution. I think through the sheer course of history, that's what's going on. I think people are suddenly taking back the power to themselves, and they're like, you know what? Fuck your corrupt government. Fuck your corrupt job. Fuck every corrupt bullshit thing that you're pulling. I can do it my damn self.
Right.
You know, and people are taking the power back to themselves and doing what they enjoy, how they enjoy it, and getting paid for it, and they're not going to sell out. People are grabbing their integrity and taking it back. And that's the revolution I see going on. That's what I like, and that's really what I'm hoping is the message to send to people, is don't lose your integrity. Go out there and do what you want, what you enjoy, and stick with it, and don't let other people bring you down. Don't let other people's negativity and other people's political stuff, don't get caught up in that. You do the right thing, and you do what you want, and it will pay off.
That is the way of the hacker. I want to emphasize to everybody, this is not some, you know, a piece of self-righteous preaching, you know.
Yes, but, you know.
I disagree. I think, again, this is the way of the hacker. Hackers do this all the time. Linux, open source software.
Exactly.
Doing the right thing. We don't judge people. We try to help people. We try to share information. We if somebody does something great, then they're great, right? Because they've taken the time to learn and read and study and code, and it's amazing. You've done amazing things. They will rise up. It's awesome. And guess what? And then they, and all they do when they get there is they share their information and they give it out for free.
Linux is a great example. I didn't even think of that. You're absolutely 100% right. That's a great example of somebody saying, okay, well, fuck the system, fuck Microsoft, fuck their corrupt marketing techniques. Well, you know, we can make something too. And
that's right.
That's a very good example. I didn't think about that. But actually, it leads me to something else: is placing goals and short-term goals on what you want to do and how you are going to fix these situations and how you are going to address them. Like, for example, what I did, you know, I took this job down here with the short-term goal of getting my degree, which, if regular listeners know, I got not too long ago. So now, you know, when I look back and thought about that, I've reached that goal. It is time for me to move on. It's time for me to set another goal. And that's the revolution. That's what's happening, and people are doing it because they want to, because it's needed. And I think we're just on the forefront of this taking back of, I guess, taking back of our world. I don't know how else to put it.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Free America.